All right, here we go, folks. Wednesday. Hope you're having a great day. Been a good morning here. Feed dropped out at the tail end of the show yesterday. So if you missed the last, it was probably, I don't know, 2-3 questions and my answers to some comments there. If you missed that, and if that happens again, just so you know, I know it's frustrating. We can't control all of the tech gods and what they're doing. If it happens and you want to catch whatever you missed, whether it's 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 30 minutes, once the full version goes up on Rumble later in the day, that's the best place. It's always the clean cut, not what goes out live. So you've got that opportunity to check that out. All right, so a lot to get to today. Biden and CNN had themselves a little town hall. Little town hall last night. We'll get to that here in just a second, show you some clips. It was about what you'd expect from it. About what you'd expect. 45 has spoken. If you're on his email list, you got the email, a letter, a statement, whatever you want to call it. McConnell can't be too happy about it. Can't be too thrilled. Him and others. I'm going to read you the entire statement in case you missed it. We'll talk about it. Joe Scarborough from MSNBC is an idiot. We knew that, but I'll show you why. Give you further examples. We'll get into Jen Psaki. Got a couple clips for that. Much more. And your comments. But before we get into all of that, please, guys, head on over to mammothnation.com. So many of you have signed up. Awesome. Done a great job. They appreciate your support. I appreciate you supporting them. And hopefully, you're saving a ton. You're getting all the rewards. It is America's conservative discount club. It's $19 a year to join. That's it. You get tons of things in return. Discounts on travel, wireless, internet, insurance, medications. You name it. Tons of stuff. It's a no-brainer. And then they go and focus on keeping America great, getting their money behind candidates, PACs, causes, organizations. They take the guesswork out for you. They believe in the Constitution, Second Amendment, your right to worship, all the principles this country was founded on. They're great people. I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't mean it. So sign up. You're going to pay for your annual membership fee with your first discount. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies in the mail just for signing up. So go check it out and join the fight. All right, so CNN, who, as we shared yesterday at the end of the show there, leading into comments, real hard-hitting reporting as of late, shared a story about how Joe Biden likes fireplaces in the Oval Office. We'll even put a log on himself sometimes because he's, you know, he's one of us. Likes to go to bed early, they said. That's the hard-hitting reporting that you're getting from them. And they held a presidential town hall last night to continue their narrative and kind of push this across. That was their goal. You know it's their goal because you know how they craft their stories, how they craft their visuals, the thing with Valentine's Day and Jill the other day, the great romance, all of that. They're trying to make him reachable, reasonable, someone who loves America and gets you and is like you. When obviously you look at everything that he says and does and it goes in the face of that. It's very contrary to that. So plenty of bashing of Trump last night, as you would expect. No fact checking, particularly on comments like this, for instance, roll one.
And the biggest thing, though, as you remember, when you and I, I shouldn't say it that way, as you remember, but when you and I talked last, we talked about it's one thing to have the vaccine, which we didn't have when we came into office, but a vaccinator. How do you get the vaccine into someone's arm?
So you didn't have a vaccine when you got into office. That's what you're going with? Because you remember that you did, and it was there even when Trump was still in office at the end. But you make these comments and no one will check you. Certainly Anderson Cooper's not going to check you on a comment like that. You make these comments, and in fairness, I think his administration, his speechwriters, would put stuff in there knowing that the media is not going to check it, knowing that people receiving that information are going to buy it. But I don't think Biden knows what he's talking about. I think he makes gaffes. I think he has mental lapses. I think he has lots of those things going on. So whether it was a deliberate lie from him there or not, it's simply not true. Simply not true. You had a vaccine in record time, well ahead of you being inaugurated, thanks to President Trump. And again, whether you're for it or against it is not the point in the discussion here. I know some of you are against it. I'm not for it. I'm not getting it. Some people need it. Some people want it. Whatever. Tell the truth about it. Hey, you set us up big time from not just one, but two places that had it ready in record time. People are getting it. Whether people want it, all of that is a different story, a different question. But the fact remains, it is available because of the previous administration. And it was there when you took office, contrary to what you just said there to Anderson Cooper and the American people. But then he also made some classic Joe comments. You always know he's going to slip one in there, purposeful or not. And he made this comment that, look, if you had been a Republican and said this, you would have been chastised. Oh, my gosh, the outcry. But listen to this, and then we'll talk about it real too.
The other portion is a lot of people don't know how to register. Not everybody in the community, in the Hispanic and the African-American community, particularly in rural areas that are distant and or inner city districts, know how to get online to determine how to get in line for that COVID vaccination at the Walgreens or at the particular store.
So Hispanics, inner city folks, they can't use the internet. They're incapable of doing so. Got it. Okay. I mean, imagine if Trump had said that. Imagine if I'd said that. Any other conservative influencer or anyone opposite of the power, the DC power, the DC elite on the Democrat side, the media. That's not a cool thing to say. Come on, they're very capable. They're more than capable of using the internet. Most people out there are. They're capable of figuring this out. Sadly, even though you slighted them there and they can do that, what they are not capable of, as proven, and they have a horrible track record of, is cutting through the BS that people like you, Joe, mayors, governors in these Democrat strongholds, cutting through the BS that has been fed to them, because they continue to elect these people who promise the world and deliver nothing. Keep them down. Keep them controlled. So they failed there. If you're going to pick on him, which I know he's not going to do that, pick on him there. That's where those cities need to be torn apart. Chicago, Philadelphia, Seattle, fill in the blank. There's plenty of other ones. It's awful. There's some awful stuff going on there. There is some inequality happening there. But it's on the shoulders of these Democrat politicians, and it's on the shoulders of the people who continue to vote them in. And they never get anything in return. I literally don't get it. This hasn't worked. Let's try it again. It didn't work again, but in four years, let's still do it again. Keep doing it. But again, Joe, they can use the internet. Probably best not to call out huge groups and say that they're not capable, not smart enough to do that. But then this was, you know, again, there was lots of stuff there. If you really wanted to, you could go find the whole town hall and watch it. I don't know why you would torture yourself like that. But if that's you, then you do you. But the most disturbing thing yet was him essentially defending China's treatment of its people, mistreatment of its people, and the enslavement of the Uyghurs, which you've probably heard a lot about. There's essentially concentration camps going on there. But rather than push back against China, he defended them. Roll three.
You know, Chinese leaders, if you know anything about Chinese history, it has always been the time when China has been victimized by the outer world is when they haven't been unified at home. So the central, to vastly overstate it, the central principle of Xi Jinping is that there must be a united, tightly controlled China. And he uses his rationale for the things he does based on that. I point out to him, no American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. And so the idea, I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in Western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
I mean, God, geez, this is not hard, Joe. This is not hard. You can stand up and say it's wrong. Say we'll not do business with people that have a social credit system in place, like China. Say that we won't do business with people that enslave the Uyghurs. And you research that. Figure out what's going on there. It's awful. Anywhere. Say that we won't do business with our biggest enemy. Name a bigger enemy than China. Name someone who wants to knock the U.S. off of our pedestal and replace us and become the global power. Name a person more than China. Russia's close. I get it. Russia's close. China's more aggressive. But you're in bed with them. They're so far up Joe's ass that he can't even stand up for America. Instead, they've got different cultures there, this, that, and the other. So it's okay to enslave, torture a whole population. It's okay to punish those who go against the rule of law, the narrative and whatnot of the CCP. It's not okay. Very few things they do, in fact, over there are okay. And there's great people over there, but in terms of their government. But he couldn't do it. He couldn't say anything negative about them. And when he slightly did, then he defended them. It's absolutely, it's beyond words for me. I don't get it. I don't get it. And it lends more credence to everyone out there who's saying, you guys act like you've got the CCP so far up you that you're starting to look like it. You're starting to talk like it. And they want to push things this way. It doesn't help that narrative when you're defending them, when you're signing 50 plus executive actions, forcing stuff down on the people. If you really loved this country, if you really wanted to do this right, you'd push back. You'd push back against your own side who is trying to take advantage of your weak and feeble state, push you down this road and say, no, I'm not going to do it. Someone needs to stop this. But he doesn't want to, because his family benefits, because he benefits, because he gets to be in the big chair. He gets to sit at the resolute desk in the Oval Office. And he's going to take care of people like China. It drives me crazy. We got a lot of problems. That is one of them. China is certainly one of them. Joe Biden is certainly one of them. Some of them we can control. Some we cannot. One that we most certainly can is what's happening south of your border, man. I'm talking about your junk. And UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support. But rest easy, UFMs do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports. They're great for work, everyday use, medical applications, you name it. There's a reason to get them. You just got to go do it. Men, treat yourself right. Support your manhood. Tons of varieties, styles, colors. It's UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, do the same. Treat your men right. Head on over there. It's UFMunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. All right. As we said, we showed a clip earlier this week of Don Jr. kind of hinting of what President Trump was going to do, his family was going to do. President Trump had said there's good things coming. Then he released a statement. A big statement. And it falls perfectly in line with Don Jr.'s message the other day, which again was not super detailed, but it said that he's going to be working behind the scenes to get the GOP on track, more or less. So people were thrilled. People were thrilled to hear 45 come out and say something, albeit through this statement, this letter. But you know who wasn't? Mitch McConnell and a lot of others, I imagine. So we can pop it up on the screen here. I'm just going to read through it. Again, if you've seen it and read it, then bear with me. But this was his statement. The Republican Party can never again be respected or strong with political leaders in parens like Senator Mitch McConnell at its helm. McConnell's dedication to business as usual status quo policies, together with his lack of political insight, wisdom, skill, and personality, has rapidly driven him from majority leader to minority leader, and it will only get worse. The Democrats and Chuck Schumer play McConnell like a fiddle. They've never had it so good, and they want to keep it that way. We know our America First agenda is a winner, not McConnell's Beltway First agenda or Biden's America Last. In 2020, I received the most votes of any sitting president in history, almost 75 million. Every incumbent House Republican won for the first time in decades, and we flipped 15 seats, almost costing Nancy Pelosi her job. Republicans won majorities in at least 59 of the 98 partisan legislative chambers, and the Democrats failed to flip a single legislative chamber from red to blue. And in Mitch's Senate, over the last two election cycles, I single-handedly saved at least 12 Senate seats, more than eight in the 2020 cycle alone, and then came the Georgia disaster, where we should have won both U.S. Senate seats, but McConnell matched the Democrat offer of $2,000 stimulus checks with $600. How does that work? It became the Democrats' principal advertisement, and a big winner for them it was. McConnell then put himself, one of the most unpopular politicians in the United States, into the advertisements. Many Republicans in Georgia voted Democrat or just didn't vote because of their anguish at their inept Governor Brian Kemp, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and the Republican Party for not doing its job on election integrity during the 2020 presidential race. It was a complete election disaster in Georgia and certain other swing states. McConnell did nothing, and it will never do, and will never do what needs to be done in order to secure a fair and just electoral system in the future. He does not have what it takes, never did, never will. My only regret is that McConnell begged for my strong support and endorsement before the great people of Kentucky in the 2020 election, and I gave it to him. He went from 1 point down to 20 points up and won. How quickly he forgets. Without my endorsement, McConnell would have lost and lost badly. Now his numbers are lower than ever before. He is destroying the Republican side of the Senate, and in doing so, seriously hurting our country. Likewise, McConnell has no credibility on China because of his family's substantial Chinese business holdings. He does nothing on this tremendous economic and military threat. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack, and if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. He will never do what needs to be done or what is right for our country. He will never needs to, where necessary and appropriate, I will back primary rivals who espouse making America great again, and our policy of America first. We want brilliant, strong, thoughtful, and compassionate leadership. Prior to the pandemic, we produced the greatest economy and job numbers in the history of our country, and likewise, our economic recovery after COVID was the best in the world. We cut taxes and regulations, rebuilt our military, took care of our vets, became energy independent, built the wall, and stopped the massive inflow of illegals into our country, and so much more. And now illegals are pouring in, pipelines are being stopped, taxes will be going up, and we will no longer be energy independent. This is a big moment for our country, and we cannot let it pass by using third-rate leaders to dictate our future. So long, and I appreciate you letting me read through that, but it's important because we had talked about, you know, there's lots of comments that have come through, lots of chatter out there that, you know, we need a new party, we need a third party, we need this, that, and the other, and we've kicked it around, and emotionally speaking, it makes sense. Everyone wants that because they're so fed up with these people. We all are. But it's not the right move, at least not now. It's never worked historically. So you've got to fix this system. So him starting a new party, which was rumored for a while, which he then said, no, we're not doing that. The conversation then switched. Okay, you've got to get behind this. You've got to be the leader who's maybe not in the spotlight right now, but you've got to lead this. You've got to help push this with a pack, with other initiatives to push back against these candidates that we need to get out, that we need to rid the GOP of. Mitch McConnell, of course, one of them. So he went strong to the hoop there. Strong to the hoop. I mean, listen to this. Mitch is a dour, sullen, and unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again. And you know what? I think he's right. Look, polling shows for 2024 that if Trump were to win, he'd be the Republican candidate. Obviously, DeSantis is climbing. No determination yet, and probably won't be for some time, whether Trump is actually going to run again. But what's consistent with not just candidate polls, but more specifically ideological polls, is the America First movement is what people want. That is what the GOP has become. These other people who are fighting, scratching, and clawing so hard to keep this party the party that it was, the party that let them have these cush jobs, let them stay there, let them play the system, do nothing for you, they're scared. And he's going after McConnell now. And the louder he gets, the harder it's going to be for people like McConnell and them to stick around and win. It's just going to be tough because, again, I think that there's just going to be a lot of change coming. If you're McCarthy, McConnell in particular, McCarthy's had his ups and downs, but any of these people, Lindsey Graham's, obviously the Romneys are gone, Murkowski, Collins, the seven people who voted against Trump, not because they're not allowed to have their opinion, but because they represent what the GOP has become or has always been, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to be in trouble. Maybe not all of these spots that come up in 2022 and 2024 will be successfully primaried and we'll get a new candidate with some fresh blood, some fresh ideas, people that go along with America First, but we will get some. I would suggest we'll get a lot because people are fed up. Again, like we talked about earlier this week, I don't know what day it was. Do we have enough gusto to get past what they've got on the other side with big tech and the media staring us down? I don't know. But we got to start by fixing our party. Got to start by fixing our party. And this was a big deal. This was a big deal, him calling McConnell out. It's only going to come more, and we'll see what we can do. All right, guys, we're not going to take a break right here, but I am going to still tell you that you need to check us out on the different podcast platforms, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, all of those. If you don't listen to the audio version, please go subscribe anyways for when you're in the car, on a road trip, what have you, at work, just trying not to pay attention. Don't tell them I said that, but whatever the case might be, please do that. It helps us. Leave a nice review. You can check us out always on drewberquist.com. That helps us a ton. It's the best place to stay in touch. You can watch the show, listen to the show, get great news commentary. Please subscribe to the newsletter while you're there. And then, of course, subscribe on Facebook or follow Facebook, Twitter, Parler, Gab. Subscribe down here in the corner on YouTube. Click all notifications, please. It's that little bell icon after you subscribe. And then do the same over on Rumble, rumble.com or the Rumble app. All right, I'm going to get into some other media stuff, but we're just hearing now that Rush Limbaugh passed away. Obviously, sad news. Was a legend in the space. There's not many like him. Even you know, folks on the opposing side recognize that he was a huge voice for this country. He was very, very talented. Obviously, had different views than some of them, but within conservative America, just a huge name. Such a great guy. Huge supporter of President Trump. Huge supporter of this country. So long battle. Rough battle. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family, who no doubt will be missing him and mourning him. So that's a excuse me. That's a tough day. That's a tough thing. And we're appreciative of him kind of paving the path for so many, for so many. Someone who's not paving a path is pretty much everyone else in the mainstream media. They're so bad. God, they're so bad. But Joe Scarborough and Mika and so many of the people over at MSNBC, they're just angry and they're misguided and they don't really get you. They don't really get America. They don't get so much about what's going on, but they think they do. And they've got a big platform, which is terrifying because they push other people into being as dumb as they are. This is what he said yesterday. Roll four.
I know there are idiots on other cable news channels that will say, well, you know, this mom and pop store was vandalized during the summer riots, and that's just as bad as the United States Capitol being vandalized. No, no, actually, no, no, jackass, it's not. The Capitol of the United States of America is the center of American democracy. And while I am a fierce believer in people's right to defend their private property, I'm not going to confuse a taco stand with the United States Capitol. I'm not going to confuse the selling of tacos with actually moving through a constitutional process that is laid out in the United States Constitution.
All right, so hold on. Let's not attack taco stands for one. And I tweeted out that day, if you own a taco truck or any kind of a food truck, you need to get agree with what's happening down there or not. You need to get down to the Capitol because there's a lot of people who are hanging around for a long time, and they're going to need to eat. You can make bank. I don't know if anyone took that advice. But a taco stand, and moreover, using his reference there, the business owner who owns, operates, and runs that taco stand. Of course, referring to any business. He's using that to refer to any business in Portland, Kenosha, Seattle, Minneapolis, Lancaster, Chicago, etc. That taco stand and that owner is more important, in my opinion, than the building owned by the people. And filled with people on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, who could care less about American citizens. We're seeing that left and right. These people do not care about you. That's why Trump sent out his letter. Whether you like Trump or not, the party needs to be turned upside down on its head, started over, made better, made about America, made about Americans. The Democrats need to have their own revival. Dear God, I don't know if that's happening, but they need to. But at least these crazies at the right, and look, you know, it's probably been every day since January 6th. I'm against what happened there. We do not support it. We do not condone it. But at least these people, as crazy as they were, and there was both sides there. There was Antifa Black Lives Matter folks, and there was crazy conservatives. All of them wrong, but at least they went after the appropriate people. Again, that's not a justification for what they did, but they went after the people who are holding them down, in their opinion, in their views, which I don't disagree with on a lot of fronts. And why they were there, there were some real issues that needed to be discussed, and that's why they were obviously frustrated. But they went after the people who make policies and are supposed to do their jobs and listen to their constituents, but never do. And in this case, people were held accountable. You were caught breaking in and doing something illegal. In most cases, those people have been arrested. And that's the right thing. That's the right thing. But in 2020, there was no accountability. And it wasn't the people making decisions that were being attacked. It was sometimes. You know, there was police precincts burned down, which is awful. The federal building in Portland. But there was businesses, business owners, innocent ones. In many cases, Black Lives Matter burnt down black businesses just because they couldn't control themselves. So there was no accountability for them. They went after innocent people, attacked police officers, which are good, despite the narrative that's being fed to these young kids. They are good, selfless people, working their asses off for no pay, putting themselves in more danger than ever in a situation where morale is lower than ever. So these are not the same. Over 30 people were killed, billions in damage. I'm so sick that people like Joe Scarborough make these reckless and lazy claims that this was some terrorist attack, some insurrection, this, that, and the other. It was a bad day. It was a really bad day. It was none of the things you're describing, and it was not nearly as bad as what happened all of last year and affected so many more people. So many more people. Hollywood keeps saying it too. How many times have you read an article or heard a soundbite from someone saying, this is, you know, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who said, like, this is sick. I'm so sick of people comparing what happened last summer to what happened on the 6th. Of course, taking the side, making the 6th worse. No. No. Stop it. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You're using it for your advantage because you want to sling mud at conservatives and President Trump, who again did not incite this. But it's absolutely insane to me that they continue this narrative. It pisses me off beyond words. And Joe's always doing this. He's always saying stuff. And Mika is too. They're just so angry and they don't get it. Then sticking with press, here was Jen Psaki on foreign policy. Roll 5.
I can assure you that the president, this president, is not looking to the last presidency as the model for his foreign policy moving forward.
Okay. So I think I tweeted out about this too. I think that's a huge mistake. Because like President Trump or not, his foreign policy was among the best of all presidents ever. He dominated in foreign policy. Our enemies started to fear us again. He did more for Middle East peace and doing a different, clever approach with the Abraham Accords that no one's ever done that. No one's ever made that kind of progress. Is the Middle East going to be peaceful? No, it's not. But are positive steps being made? Yes. Did we go to war with North Korea like everyone predicted? No. Did we go to war with Iran like everyone predicted? No. Did we take troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and get out of wars? Yes. So many things done. And again, that peace through strength model, which started it all out, America first, peace through strength, and then some great stuff in trade, so many great things. He did phenomenal there. The Democrats should at least, if they loved America and were fair, reasonable people, they're not. They would at least say, you know what? He did a great job there. Let's build on that. We don't like him. We don't like what he did here. We're going to continue to make fun of him and slam him because that's what we do. We're vile, hateful people. But you'd show some progress as human beings if you would say, but this was good. This was really good, and we're going to build on this. The economy was good. We're going to build on some of this. But they won't. They won't. But the fact that you're joking about it, we're not going to be doing what he did. We're not building up, like, you're not listening. You're not listening to the people. You're just not. Then this was her. This is just a short clip. But it's important because we've showed clips like this before, and this tends to be their thing. This was her on small business. Roll six.
What is President Biden doing for my small business? First and foremost, he nominated a woman to lead the Small Business Administration.
So that's, who cares what the actual response was after that? It doesn't matter. The fact that she starts, she's done this a couple times, right? And we've shown it. The fact that she starts with that. Well, I'm not going to answer your question. I'm going to pander to a specific crowd, the feminist in this case, and talk about how he put a female in charge of small businesses. It's so dumb. Stop it. You guys pander more than anyone I've ever seen to this community, to that community. The LGBTQ community, this is the issue of our time. No, it's not. That doesn't mean they're bad people. It just means it's not the issue of our time. Well, he did this. He put this person in a treasury. Like, who cares? Answer the damn question. Answer the question. And make policy on what's best for the country. And choose people that are best for the position. Stop. That has always blown my mind. Whether it's the NFL talking about coaching jobs and how that needs to be done and needs to be done and there needs to be quotas filled. Whether it's getting into schools. Whether it's who gets this position or who gets that position in a corporation. Who wins an award at a school. How about we just make it really simple and the best person wins. The smartest kids, the most qualified kids get into school. This person serves in this job. If they happen to be a woman, great. If they happen to be black, great. If they happen to be Asian American, Latin American, if they happen to be part of the ever-growing alphabet group, whatever, that's great. If they're the most qualified, awesome. But they do it the opposite way. Okay, we could make them happy if we put this person there. Are they qualified? No, they're not qualified. But let's put them there. And then when people ask about it, we'll celebrate like I do. Well, we put the first LGBTQ person in that role, like they did with that other dude. I forget what his name is. But, and we put the first woman in here. We put that. Stop it. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You'd get so many more brownie points with Americans, and certainly conservative America, if you said, you know what, we chose this person, and here's why. Leave all that other crap out. I don't care what their pronouns are. I don't. No one else does either. It's stupid. It's a stupid thing. If people care about it, that's fine. You do you. Like I said, I don't care if you like me, don't like me. I don't care if you like men, don't like me. I don't care what your thing is, but we can't pander to you. We can't build the world around you because it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about this person over here. It's not about that person over there. It just all drives me insane, and she keeps doing it, so I had to bring it up again. All right, guys, shirt of the day. Shirt of the day. I say it every day at the end, be smart, be safe, be free. I'm wearing it. You can go to redbeachnation.com. You can grab one for yourself, which I think you should. I think you should. You can use promo code Drew, save 10%. Tons of other stuff there on Red Beach Nation. Whether you're at a beach, going to a beach, just want to imagine yourself there. There's comfy patriotic apparel for everyone. There's stuff that celebrates deserts, boats, being out in the water, conservative stuff, you name it. There's all kinds of stuff on there. But today's shirt, be safe, be smart, be free. Go check it out. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. Again, there's also a special on there right now that if you buy two shirts, you get the third one 50% off. You're going to see at least three that you want, I promise you. So that's a good deal to check out too. All right, let's get to the final word here. And then we'll take some of your comments, which I need to scroll through because I've been yabbing this whole time and we haven't done breaks today, so I didn't get a chance to look at them. But we'll have some fun doing that. But this just falls in the land of absurd as well. So the Clark County Commission out in Nevada has voted to change the name of the Las Vegas airport from McCarran Airport to Harry Reid Airport. Harry Reid, of course, a douche politician. They're changing it due to racist and anti-Semitic statements made by former Senator McCarran. It's estimated that it's going to cost $2 million to make the change. But as Breaking 911 reports here, and you can see on this next tweet that they put out, CNN also has reported that Harry Reid said privately that Obama, as a black candidate, could be successful thanks in part to his light-skinned appearance and speaking patterns with no Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Wow. So he doesn't sound too perfect either. Sounds like he's kind of rooted in some old racist ways. It's just, but nothing will happen, right? They'll spend that $2 million. They'll make those changes. Because it doesn't matter if a powerful Democrat politician says stuff like that. Doesn't matter if they've made mistakes. And hopefully he doesn't feel that way. Hopefully he's not actually racist and or he's learned from it and moved on. At which point on this show, we'd extend him grace. We don't want the airport named after him. I hate him. I think he's got awful, or I hate his policies, I should say, and his ideals. But this will go through. This will go through because, again, it's one of their own. You can get away with whatever. Joe has sexual assault cases. He's got stuff with China. His son's a cokehead who's leveraged his dad's power and influence, who his dad's benefited from too. There's all this stuff. But it doesn't matter because they're on the other side. So he can say that. He'll still get an airport named after him. Hillary Clinton will probably have a statue at some point in this country. She's accomplished nothing. She's been caught as a crook, not punished. She'll probably be celebrated at some point because that's the world we live in. That's the world we live in. It's absolutely insane. All right, we've got some questions here. Let's see what we've got. The first one here. President Trump made me feel good to be an American. Again, this country is missing him already. That's from Timothy Cook. Yeah. Yeah. No, because again, look, this is, I don't understand how the other side doesn't get this. America First is not a negative thing. It's not a negative policy. It is literally for all Americans. Let's take care of each other first. Let's make America great. Those are things everyone should want. And then we can help with all of these other issues that are important. And whoever's in, like it used to be, Democrats have power right now in the White House. It's going to kind of go this way for a little bit, but it never went radically this way. Republicans are probably going to go this way. But it should always start with the premise that we're Americans. We should all rally around the flag. We're not, because now we're tribal. We're not really Americans. But it should start with being about America and about Americans. And then there can be debate and votes on legislature on things that not everyone agrees with. But you do that. But that's not where we're at. Trump listened to the people. Yes, he's a billionaire. Yes, he doesn't know what it's like to work on the pipeline. He doesn't know what it's like to work retail or in restaurants. But he listens and he gets the people. So he made a big impact there. The Democrats force feed all these policies through. We're going to be great again, and we're going to love and do this, that, and the other again. Like, you mean like we've been doing? But then we're going to put in policies that forsake you, celebrate illegal immigrants who are literally breaking the law. We're going to make deals that send jobs overseas. We're going to send money overseas. We're going to raise minimum wage because we think that you're going to like that and it's going to get us more votes, but really it's going to crush small business and small business owners and it's not sustainable. They do all these things that they clearly aren't listening to the American people. They're listening to the people that they've brainwashed into buying into their BS. Like, yeah, this is going to be free. This is going to be free. The people who buy into that are stupid and should not be trusted. It's got to be about America. It's not about America, though, for Democrats. And that's what's frustrating. And that is a huge distinction. And that is one of the biggest ones that I've seen through the last, call it the last decade, is they don't love America. They love their idea of a new America, which, by the way, doesn't include you. Tyler James, the Democrats hate perfect. This is perfect right here. The Democrats hate America and want to destroy everything that we as patriots were born to love. Yeah, totally. I didn't know that one was coming. So we just married up there on our logic. They do. Look, they hate the fact that the slogan for Trump when he ran and won was Make America Great Again. Because they're always, when was America great? They're so ashamed of who we are. They hate this country. They hate it. They will say, oh, I love America. It's free and this, that, and the other in parts and in certain conversations. But then they go and do the exact opposite. And then they say, yeah, America's great, but it would be better if we did this, that, and the other. All of which literally change the fabric of who we are. That's not what everyone wants. Again, we listen and go along with the flow as a country way too easily with these small groups that are so loud. There's not as many people as you'd think that are as dumb as AOC. There's not as many people in the LGBTQ community that are pushing for all these radical changes with how we talk and pronouns and yada, yada, yada. These are small percentages, but they're loud. And people pander. And people twist narratives around and change things. And all of that leads to a very different country. It'd be a lot better if we just made a great country that included those people. Come on. If you love this country, stay here. If you don't, get the hell out. Yeah, I agree with you, man. I agree with you. Randy Brown, $2 billion last year with the riots. That's a lot of tacos. Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. I hate those comparisons. I hate them. I think it's so unfair to those people who lost lives, family members who lost loved ones. Businesses burned down. You know how hard it is to run a small business? It's exhausting. It's stressful. And just keeping the doors open alone is tough. And then someone comes and lights your building on fire. Or even if your building wasn't lit on fire, they lit the rest of the block on fire and it became a police scene and it's blocked off and you can't do anything. Or it drives me crazy. The selfishness of these people who are inciting mayhem and causing mayhem on the other side. And then lazily blaming everyone but themselves. It's absolutely insane. David Bell, why do you think you're dealing with rational people? I know we're not. I know we're not. I think we all do. I think we just wish that we were. We want this to be different. We want them to be able to see, not exactly how I see it or how you see it. That would be ideal. But just see what everyone else is seeing. And see what is best for this country. Not best for you, not best for me, best for everyone. But that's not how they do it. That's not how they do it. Christian, hey, I'm sorry, it's jumping around me. Hey, Drew, I'm from England. We love the parade in Florida for Trump. He has a lot of support over here. Not in Scotland, though. The leader there is a crazed Biden supporter. Yeah, people, Christian, I appreciate you tuning in, by the way, especially from England. We end up getting a lot of England supporters, which is pretty awesome. So keep coming and share the word. Let's make England great again. Not to say that it's bad, but you know what I'm saying. But no, I mean, there's a lot of support across the globe because I think that they respect America. Countries expect America to be a certain thing. And then when we are that certain thing, they respect us more. We need to lead peace through strength. We need to be that strong ally on major, major issues. We need to be tough on enemies. We need to be helpful to countries that are in need, which we can do when we are strong here. And his approach, I think, worked. Was he brash? Did he say things that weren't presidential to some? Yeah, sure. But again, he was voted in for a reason, and that's never discussed on the other side. We didn't like this guy. Well, how about you think about why he got there? The American people put him there, by the way. So appreciate you, again, chiming in. BM, Drew, have you heard Harris and Biden trying to say they started from scratch with the vaccine? These people won't stop and they won't give credit where it's due. Don't give credit where it's due. I have. I almost brought it up the other day, but we'd kind of missed that news cycle. But there are a lot of people calling her out for it because it's obvious BS. Had to start from scratch. No, you didn't. Then Biden in the town hall last night saying we didn't have a vaccine when I entered office. Yes, you did. It's wild. It's wild what they can say and get away with. They can get away with with murder. They can get away with whatever they want because they've got everyone behind them. And then they've got a super gullible, naive population in America who watches, who went to liberal arts school and then watches MSNBC, CNN, because that's what they knew growing up. And they didn't know that this was an us versus them thing in the media. But yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy that they say that stuff. And most people will be like, yeah, you did have to start from scratch. Trump was awful. No. Trump hooked you up on that. Again, celebrate. I would not support or like this man in the office, and certainly that disaster in CamCam in VP. But I would have so much more respect if he would come in and instead of slamming him, instead of lying blatantly to the American people saying, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, and then forcing it through unilaterally with executive action. If he would come in and say, you know what? I'm going to do this healing thing that he's talking about and this unity thing that he's talking about, which he's literally doing the exact opposite of. But I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do it by saying, you know what? There was some real good stuff done by my predecessor, and they are XYZ. There's some things we're going to change. There's some things we're going to try differently, this, that, and the other. But so much of it is in, it's obviously in your actions, but it's in your tone, and it's in your statement. And you can lead people to do better. You can lead to have that conversation start sunsetting with, this guy's awful, this guy's awful. How about we just say, this guy did some things we disagree with. This, you know, but it's not possible. Going back to the comment earlier about you think you're dealing with rational people. No, we're not. There's not rational people really on either side. I mean, I have people who leave this show. You'll see a comment from them the day before. Love this show. This is the best show. Thanks for doing it, which I love. Thank you. Thanks for coming. And then the next day I say something that they just slightly disagree with. I'm done. I'm leaving. I unsubscribed. I hate you. Okay. Well, that was quick. We don't have rational people on either side. I think that we're pretty rational here on this show. I think a lot of you in the audience are rational, and that's why you're here. We don't agree on everything, but it's important to have this discussion. That's why I wish that even though I don't want him to be in the office, I think he is the worst candidate in the history of candidates, and I think that he is going to be perhaps the worst president in the history of presidents. I would love him to prove me wrong. I would love him to say some things that do help heal a little bit. Again, he won't, but we can wish. We can wish, but he's a train wreck. He's a disaster. All right, we've got one here. Sorry, I rambled on there. Well, you know, Drew, Biden has never told the truth in his life. Jay Tuttle. No, he hasn't. He's got 47 plus years, a track record of doing literally nothing except for stuff for himself. He's only ever lied. You're absolutely right. He's the only thing he had going for him coming into the primaries was he was the most moderate, other than Tulsi Gabbard, who again should have been their candidate and actually could have made this an interesting race and would have been a race where even if we lost, which I don't think we would have, but if we did, it would have been like, all right, this is not that bad. We can stomach this because she's moderate and a rational, reasonable human being. But Biden was among the most moderate at the time, and he was a better option because even though he's lied and he's done nothing, you could kind of count on that. Like, okay, well, he's not going to get anything done. Like, he's just going to say some things that we get to laugh about, and then he'll lose and we'll move on. But he's gotten so sick and so taken advantage of by the DNC, by all these people around him, that's a totally different animal that we're dealing with. And it really is. It's a big problem. And his lies are a big problem. And the fact that none of them are coming back to bite them is a problem. All right, what else we got here? Bill had said earlier, Biden's an idiot. Yeah, can't really refute that. Can't really refute that. Troll Slayer, you mentioned, I always get some good comments from you. You mentioned when we were talking about Biden's comment, his gaffe about Hispanics and inner city folks not being able to use the internet. And you laid out kind of the truth like I did, saying everyone but homeless people without phones are capable of getting on the internet, know how to get on the internet, even your 80-year-old, I think it was your folks you said, folks or grandparents, one of the two, can get on the internet without problem. Exactly. It's amazing what you see. You've got kids out there, and you got to be careful with that, obviously. They can get on tech. I mean, everyone can get on tech and do stuff. It's like, how did you do that? Like, you just pulled up, like, the blueprints for a building in Virginia. Like, how, like, people are resourceful. They can get on there. Everyone lives, unfortunately, one of our biggest problems as a country is we live on these damn phones. We live on these computers. They can figure it out. So you're absolutely right there, Troll Slayer. American Patriot, at Drew Berquist, how about Biden sneaking gun control into a must-pass bill or by executive order? If Republicans don't filibuster, then we're screwed. Where are the moderate Dems? They're all leftists. Yeah. Well, and obviously we talked earlier in the week about his efforts to push that through. He made his comments over the weekend that he wants assault weapons banned. He wants high-capacity mags banned. He wants gun manufacturers held responsible for things that human beings and citizens do, which is absolutely ridiculous and absurd. So he wants crazy stuff, but it's all a slippery slope. As soon as you give him any of that, anything, it's game over. They will continue to go hard to the hoop till they get it done. So yeah, and here's the problem is there's Republicans who will come alongside them. And those moderate Dems, I mean, look, maybe Sinema and Manchin help in certain points, but they don't, they're not reliably enough. There's times where they do, which is great. But not reliably enough. And when it comes to something like this, where, again, as I said, I think it was Monday, that as much of a tinderbox as the United States is, there's nothing that could push things over the edge more than screwing with the Second Amendment, trying to take people's guns, trying to change that. Because the country doesn't like each other right now. They are looking for a reason to fight. They don't listen to what the other side is saying. They don't say, okay, let's try and find some compromise here. No, no, no. Those days are over. So you do this, you slip something into a bill, or you just outright have a bill for it and get it through, and that terrifies me. That terrifies me with where we go next, because it's not good. It is not good. Yes, Damaris, I did hear about the great Rush Limbaugh passing away. We mentioned it briefly earlier. Awful news. It's awful news. Obviously, you knew it was coming with what he'd been battling and how advanced that cancer was. But can't say enough how much I respected him, loved him, loved listening to him. So many did. Again, his audience, think of the amount of people that have walked this planet, that have listened, I can't talk today, listened to Rush Limbaugh. It's huge, huge. He did such a great job. And I'm grateful that we all had the opportunity to listen to him. And again, thoughts and prayers are with his family. Bend over, who will fill that huge void? I don't know. There's some great people out there. Look, there's great people out there doing stuff in this space. A lot of them are friends. We'll see. Bravo Tango Shepherd. I'm here just listening and working out. I like to turn Drew on while I'm working out. Just kidding. No homo or all. Hey, whatever. I wouldn't. That's good. That's good by me. It's good by me. I've got like a poster of Tom Cruise above my bed. No, I don't. That's weird. Although his movies are good. He's a weird dude, but his movies are good. I don't care. You work out, don't work out. I just love that you got that fun spirit there, Bravo Tango. You always do. He taught me about conservative red voice. Yeah, he did. How many people did he teach about that too? Again, not just, I mentioned how many had been listening to him or had heard of him and the impact he'd made, but he did. He educates so many. He does a better job than almost anyone I've ever heard. And he's listenable too. Like it's not like there's some people who are super smart. And what they say, it's like, oh my God, I need a notepad. And I need it now. But they're dry and they're not as fun to listen to. It's hard to listen to, at least for longer periods of time. I thought Rush was just great. I thought he was just great. I have lunch with you, Drew. I love it, Bendover. I love it. I love it. Don't know what that means, but welcome. All right. Well, listen, guys. So here's the deal. Two more shows this week. We got tomorrow. We got Friday. We got Booze and Banter Friday. So, going to be a fun. I just thought on the Tom Cruise 1 minute ago. There you go. We're all thinking about Tom Cruise. Top Gun is coming out later this year. That's going to be awesome. I hope. Don't screw that up. Made all of our childhoods great. But two more shows, including Booze and Banter Friday. Please do go check out redbeachnation.com. Tons of apparel there. You can get this one, Be Safe, Be Smart, Be Free. You can get so many others. There's the 2x2, get 50% off the third. You can use promo code Drew to save 10%. Lots of reasons to go there. I promise you're going to want at least three of them. There's some great stuff on there. So go check it out against redbeachnation.com. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much for sticking with us through all of this crap that we're going through. It's a crazy world out there, but we'll do it together. Have a great rest of your day. Be safe. Be smart.